talking on all political subjects and taking on all callers, this is Matt Flynn Direct with your host, Matt Flynn. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down.
Go tell that long-tongued liar. Welcome to Matt Flynn Direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. No subject is off limits. All points of view are welcome. And remember, you're not woke if you don't know history. You're not woke unless and until you know history. And we're going right to the front lines of history in the making, and there's plenty of it being made. I want to start here in Wisconsin. There are a couple of new bills in the gerrymandered Republican legislature that concern the DNR, and they concern conservation groups, and they concern me, and I'm going to tell you what some of them are. And of course, when they pass them, because they're gerrymandered, they'll pass. Evers should veto them, veto most of them. But here's a couple of them. One, they decide in the bill there should be a hunting season for sandhill cranes, okay? Well, why not let the DNR decide whether there should be a hunting season for sandhill cranes? On the sound of it, it does not sound like a good idea to me. I have talked to people who are conservationists who say that sandhill cranes can do some damage in terms of eating corn when it's first planted and all this. That's important. That should be taken into account by wildlife management specialists, not by Robin Voss trying to pander to the Trump base. Another thing they do, which on the surface of it could have some merit, might not, but the DNR wildlife management specialists should decide. They want the stock of pheasants for hunting to go up 2.5 times practically. It'll take 2.5 times the number of birds raised and stocked by the DNR. They don't have the facilities right now. They want to stock more brook trout. Okay, that sounds fine on the surface, except the DNR says that they're not sure our rivers are clean enough to support that new stocking. And brook trout are a cold water fish, shore of Lake Michigan, streams and rivers that flow into the lake. You remember Forever Chemicals, and you remember Fred Pren? So when it comes to stocking, the better way to do this, obviously, would be to say to the DNR, look, there's a lot of us that think you should stock more pheasants. A lot of us think you should stock more brook trout, so we're going to hold back and see what. And they look at it, and they say, we understand. Maybe we will stock some more, but you just lay this kind of imposition on us. We don't have the resources to stock essentially 2.5 times the number of birds that are raised and stocked, and you put more brook trout, some of these streams and rivers, especially that flow into Lake Michigan, and they may not be clean enough. Let's see what the DNR says. Well, the gerrymandered legislature doesn't care about that, but there is one bill that is really, really dangerous, and this is something you should concentrate on. One of the bills provides for concealed carry with no training, no permit. It's called constitutional carry. Constitutional carry. They have it in Texas. They have it in some other states. Anybody can go in and get a gun. There's absolutely no check on them, no training requirement, and they can carry a weapon, and they can conceal it or carry it open. The theory behind constitutional carry goes back to the Revolutionary War and the Second Amendment. People have a right to bear arms. They do have a right to bear arms. And of course, back then, if there was a family living on the frontier in a cabin, the guy had a musket, nobody's given him any training. What happened is his father gave him some training, or his mother gave him some training, and he acted in the local militia, and he knows what he's doing. He respects his gun and or uses it for food. Well, over the years, we have much more sophisticated weapons. So here's my take on this. It's very dangerous. It's pandering to the Trump base. When concealed carry first got passed by the legislature, and they were discussing, this is years ago, they were discussing constitutional carry with no restrictions, no permit, no training. Ed Flynn, the great police chief of Milwaukee, no relation to me, but Ed Flynn had a national reputation, was one of the, by reputation, one of the 5 best police chiefs in the whole country. And he he went over and talked to him. He said, come on, guys. Come on, let's be adults here. You want a training, some minimal training, and you also want a permit so that you can exclude felons, you can exclude terrorists, you can exclude people who clearly, and there's good reason not to give them one. And that's been the law in Wisconsin. That would not be the law in Wisconsin under this new bill. Now, there is a misconception among liberals and conservatives about the Second Amendment and about the right to bear arms. And I'm going to lay it out right here. Believe it or not, the Second Amendment was a liberal amendment at the time. Monarchs would not permit the average citizen to have weapons. In medieval times, peasants, which is what they called them, the average person, couldn't have swords. They walked into a public place with a sword, the king's men would, well, kill them or injure them in some way because the king didn't want an uprising. And then as it went on with guns, the same thing. What George Washington and what Thomas Jefferson and Hamilton, the rest of them said, the sense of the rebels of the Continental Army was that you're not going to have a king saying that the average person was a peasant and can't have a sword. In that case, it was a musket. And in that case, it took a long time to reload and they're sticking something down the barrel and, you know, that kind of thing. And that is the basis of it. Some people, some liberals would say, well, no, it's only if it's used in a militia. And well, no, I mean, I think obviously a lot of them were in militias, but it was a liberal amendment, in my opinion, that was designed to stop a monarch from disarming the populace. Now, having said that, back in 1776, back in 1788, when George Washington took his first term, there are no nuclear weapons. There are no biological weapons. There are no chemical weapons. There are no submachine guns. There are no automatic weapons. There are no semi-automatics with bump stocks. There are no, you know, AK-47s, AR-15s. This is now a line drawing problem. It's a line drawing problem. Nobody in his right mind wants the average person to be able to have a nuclear weapon. Nobody in his right mind wants the average person to have a biological or chemical weapon. Nobody in their right mind wants to have people privately have shoulder-held bazookas, shoulder-held missile launchers, or somebody rent an apartment around Mitchell Field, Milwaukee, and shoot it at commercial airliners. Nobody wants the average person to have a machine gun. Now, you may say, well, wait a minute, I want that. You really do? Well, let me tell you two things. It is possible for you to buy a machine gun, but there is a permit process that's exhaustive. You have to show the reason for it, and the average person would not qualify for it. And machine guns, submachine guns were outlawed in the 1930s, and nobody, even in the NRA, is advocating that that prohibition somehow be lifted. Now, when it comes to assault rifles, they were initially banned. They were banned back in the 90s, and the NRA supported the ban. The NRA supported the ban. But as the country drifted more to the right and there's more division in the country, now they wanted semi-automatics with bump stocks. Well, bump stocks have been outlawed. See, this is a line drawing problem. That's all it is, a line drawing problem. And I would draw the line in saying that you can have concealed and open carry with no training and no permit. You have to respect the gun. You have to respect your gun and your knowledge of it or lack of knowledge of it. You have to make sure that it does not fall in the hands of felons and does not fall in the hands of terrorists who would use it against us. And what the Republicans are doing by passing this, because they are going to pass it, they are going to pass it, and then Evers will have to veto it, and if a Republican ever got in, it will be passed, and there'll be constitutional carry like there is in Texas, it's going to lead to more violence. It's going to lead to a lot more violence. So that is the skullduggery that's going on in the legislature right now. And, you know, the one other good piece of news is there's a Dane County judge who has just indicated from the bench during argument that he may stop the wolf hunt this fall. And the reason is because going back to 2011, when Scott Walker just used executive order to permit these kinds of hunts, it was never formally adopted by the legislature. Now, they may go ahead and do it, and if they do it, then the following year, there'd be a hunt. But you won't have this thing like a February hunt where you had pregnant wolves shot. That's when they breed. Judge ordered that, conservative right-wing judge. So somebody's showing some common sense, at least on wolf hunts. Let the wolf pack get replenished somewhat before you go wiping it out. The ultimate solution on that one simply is, of course, if it was federally listed as an endangered species, then nobody could hunt it. So there, in a nutshell, is the various skullduggeries that are going on in the gerrymandered Wisconsin legislature. And the fact is, stand by for them to pass constitutional carry, which means you don't even need training. You can go in there gibbering like an idiot with five felony convictions and buy, in effect, a semi-automatic. I mean, that's really what it's going to come down to. And that is wrong. It's also wrong for them to pick out various animals and say we're going to have a hunting season without professional wildlife management looking at it. The lines are alive. Do not hang up. We're going to a break. I will get back to you right after the break. Lines are open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.
Tell the rambler, the gambler, the backbiter, tell him that God's gonna cut you down. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down.